This is a in-person published as a Zoom, so if there's anybody out there, which we don't have. We do have in attendance Alderman Transier, Alderman Peterson, Alderman Clocher, and myself, as well as Bart in person and staff via Zoom, and of course Marlis in person. So, I guess do we have to do the disclosure on the...
We don't.
Since we're in person, we don't have to do it. Okay, good. So, getting to the agenda, citizens' comments. Having nobody in the chamber and nobody on Zoom, I assume there are none.
There are.
Minutes for correction or approval from July 15th, 2020. Any comments? We'll take them as presented. So approved as presented. All right, new business, admin 2020-52 budget report for July and August of 20.
So, very high level, we've given all the sales tax updates to City Council. So the last one you heard was that our June consumer sales were a record high and unexpectedly high for the pandemic. And so one of the theories that we had posited at the City Council meeting was that online retailers are collecting sales taxes earlier than they otherwise have to under state law, so July 1st, and that might then reflect as an increase in sales tax and a decrease in use tax, which we got our use tax in on Thursday. I sent everybody an email, I think, Monday or Tuesday. I don't know what day it is anymore. But use tax was up 40% year over year, probably driven by the fact that everybody's home, buying things online, and the fact that those online retailers are not collecting sales taxes early. So our increases in sales tax and use tax are probably the result of everybody being home and doing online shopping as opposed to traveling and doing in-person shopping. So that's the most recent high-level update we have. Rob, did you have anything that you wanted to go through within the budget report on the expenditure side or even on the revenue side?
No, I think that kind of covers it. I mean, expenditures for the most part are coming in as budgeted, and you know, we've already hit the major revenue streams. So,
any questions or comments on that? That's information, of course.
Nope.
Thank you very much. Admin 2020-53 Treasurer's Report for July and August of 2020.
Well, beginning fund balance and. This is technically unaudited, but to my knowledge, the auditors didn't have any adjustments to the books that I gave them when they audited. So for all intents and purposes, these numbers should be final or on that next month when we give the audit presentation. But for July, we had a beginning fund balance of $12,704,300. Year-to-date revenues of $8,303,127. Year-to-date expenses of $6,310,78 for a projected ending fund balance of $14,697,349. Moving ahead to August, once again, we had beginning fund balance of $12,704,300. Year-to-date revenues of $11,673,319. Year-to-date expenses of $8,206,66. For a projected ending fund balance of $16,171,553.
Thank you, Rob. Any questions or comments on that one?
Nope.
All right. This one we move to City Council. So any objection to consent for the council? Thank you. All right. Next item, admin 2020-54 website report for July and August 2020.
So you see in the packet both reports detailed out. August is typically one of our higher months due to hometown days for visits to our website. With the cancellation of that festival, we do see that traffic has moved away from our website, but our social media presence is still strong, especially with the information that we put out to that derecho storm. If anybody has any further questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Any comments on this one?
No.
All right. Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate that. That, again, is informational. Moving on. on next item, admin 2020-55, fiscal year end 2020 budget report unaudited.
Hey, once again, technically these are unaudited numbers, but for all intents and purposes, they should be final. We had all in all, it was a pretty positive year, despite the pandemic hitting us and everybody else in the last quarter of the fiscal year. If you look at the general fund in particular, sales tax so far has proved pretty resilient, a little over 2% increase from the prior year. Non-home rule sales tax held steady, and local use is to increase by double this year by 10%. So that's certainly positive to see. All in all, we finished with a surplus of about $630,000, almost $950,000 better than we initially anticipated with the budget, or a ending fund balance of a little bit over $7.5 million. Keep in mind, the TIFs have a negative balance of about $2.45 million. So all in all, when you combine that with the general fund, we have a fund balance of a little bit over $5 million, or 32%. Just real quick, some of the other funds, the water fund as well, did better than budgeted. We initially budgeted a deficit balance of over $1 million. It turned out to be just a deficit of $264,000, so that's $815,000 or so better than we anticipated. And the same thing for the sewer fund. We initially anticipated a deficit balance of negative $400,000. We actually did $112,000 to the good, but that's $508,000 better than we initially anticipated. Again, there'll be a much more detailed report on the fiscal year ending 2020 next month as part of the audit presentation, which is tentatively set for October 13th. But in the meantime, I just wanted to kind of give you these numbers as a precursor to that. And if you have any questions, I'd be certainly happy to answer them.
Thank you, Rob. Does anybody have any questions on this? Obviously, we'll get a more detailed, thorough final presentation next month. This is informational for us. This part does not need to go to council. Okay. Anything else on that one? We'll continue on. All right. Admin 2020-56, the tax levy estimate.
All right. So here I'll start, and then I'll let you fill in some of the numbers. This is the first review of the 2020 tax levy, which would be paid by taxpayers in the summer of 2021. This year, we are proposing, like last year, to capture new construction only. That dollar amount and what you actually vote on is the dollar amount that is reflected in the public hearing, which can then be changed, obviously, before you vote on it at the end of December. So CPI, so the cost of living increase, from last year to this year was 2.3%. And so if we were to increase our levy from last year to this year by that dollar amount, we would gain an additional $76,771. And the new construction value from all the new homes in Yorkville is $82,059. And so you have a potential tax, property tax levy increase year over year of about $160,000, but we are recommending only to take the new construction, which would be the increase of $82,000, which should result in a relatively flat property tax line item for residents from last year to this year for the city line item only.
Can you say that again for the record, the last sentence, about it being flat?
Yes. If we only accept new construction as an increase from last year to this year, it should result in a year-over-year flat property tax for the city line item for residents. Obviously, if your home gets reassessed and that goes way up, you have a bigger piece of the pie you pay for. Or if your home gets reassessed and it's lower, or everybody else's goes up a higher dollar amount, then you'll pay less. But relatively, for the same house, it should be flat from year to year if we accept new construction. So what is different from last year's tax levy to this year's tax levy is in the past, we have recommended part of this tax levy estimate and the public hearing to show that we're going to take new construction and the inflationary increase so that in the future we can make the decision, you know, to ratchet it down, but you can't publish it in the public hearing and then take more than that. So this year, based on last year's comments from the mayor and city council, we are recommending within the public hearing notice to take only limit you in your discussion to taking new construction or less only during the ultimate levy purpose. So those dollar amounts are reflected in, I believe it's Exhibit C, and a nice chart that is at the end of Rob's memo that shows the city levy cap recommended amount of $3,419,921. And then the library, we're recommending to keep them separate again this year at $774,251 for their operations and $840,225 for the referendum-backed property tax and bonds for the building approved a few years ago. And Rob's got some nice exhibits in the memo that illustrate the different options that you have, but the recommendation, I believe, Rob, is Exhibit C, correct?
That's correct, and that's reflected also in Exhibit A, which is what we recommend for the public hearing.
So the two variables that we had still outstanding is we need the library tax levy to be certified, which did that occur on Monday, Rob, or no?
I believe they may have discussed it, but the certification will probably come in October, their second meeting, or their second Monday in October, which is their next meeting.
Okay, and then did we get the police pension number yet?
No, we haven't. I reached out to the, I haven't heard back, but as soon as I get that, I will insert that number.
Okay, so those two variables could change or will change depending on whether, you know, they have to do it or not. Our tax levy dollar amount, so we will put this on the city council agenda, subject to city, or the committee's review and approval, obviously. But it's possible we may not be able to vote on the estimate until October, which is fine. We usually don't even have this conversation until October. We just got the numbers back from the assessor a month earlier than usual. The timing worked out for the committee, and we figured we'd at least prompt everybody for the conversation. So I think that's everything that we have to discuss, and we'll take your questions.
Any comments on the process of new construction versus CPI? Everybody agree with just that process and publishing only for new construction? Okay. I think that falls in line with what the goals and objectives were of the council, so I have no issues. I think that's good.
I do have a comment, though. After spending 2 hours and 45 minutes at the library board meeting on Monday, they did not discuss anything about property tax.
Oh, no. Okay. Sorry.
All right. So with this, as we discussed, this will move to city council, so that it can be published, and once we have the additional two items, we'll be able to take that.
Yeah, if for some reason the library calls a special meeting and it's ready to be voted on, you know, we'll draft the motion accordingly, but it might just be good as an informational item next city council meetings.
And just keep in mind, we are ahead of schedule, which is good. This is nice that we're in front of it. All right, so we will move that to city council. Appreciate it. Thank you. Next item, admin 2020-57, sick leave donation policy amendment.
So in your packet, you have some information. We currently have a sick leave donation policy as part of our employee manual. Recently, employees have been inquiring about how to donate and what the implications would be. And looking into it further, the current language that we have, staff feels, is over on the donor. So we looked at a couple of other examples from surrounding municipalities, and staff is proposing the attached appended language that would be a blind sick donation pool for all employees to use. Obviously, it would be a catastrophic illness situation, but then any person that actually donated to the pool, the donor would no longer be taxed. So the language is there below for you, and included is the resolution approving that. If anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
I have a comment. I think that's great. If somebody's going to donate it, they shouldn't be taxed on it, in my opinion.
Right. This is a very good policy for us to have. I'm glad we're relieving this potential of somebody to have a burden put on them for participating in the donation.
Yeah, you donate and then you have a negative impact. I don't see that as fair. So
exactly.
I agree with this. Thank you guys for changing that.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else have anything? I think this is naturally positive for the city.
I agree.
We'll move this to standard or consent. Any objection either way?
Consent. I don't know if it'll stay there.
I mean, let's say consent if someone chooses to pull it.
If you like consent, we'll go to consent.
All right, consent it is. All right, thank you, Aaron. I appreciate that. Okay, that is our new business. Any additional business items? Hearing none from the floor, motion to adjourn.
Sorry.
All right, we are adjourned at 6:17.
Oh, 2 minutes. Thank you.
Have a good night, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.